Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Freeing Your Child from Anxiety, revised and updated edition by Tamar E. Kansky AFD, is a practical parenting guide focused on childhood and adolescent anxiety. Written by a clinical expert in anxiety treatment, the book explains how fears, worries, avoidance, and phobias can interfere with ordinary development, family life, school participation, and a child's confidence. Its purpose is not to replace professional care when anxiety is severe, but to give parents a structured way to recognize anxiety patterns and respond more effectively at home. The revised edition extends the original approach across a broad age range, from toddlers to teens, and includes attention to pressures associated with competitive, test-driven environments. Chansky emphasizes accessible explanations, parent-child conversations, concrete exercises, and immediate action steps. The book belongs to the self-help and parenting psychology category, but its distinctive value lies in translating anxiety principles into everyday family language and routines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, distinguishing ordinary stress from anxiety patterns that require intervention. A central concern of the book is helping parents decide when a child's fear or worry has moved beyond normal developmental stress. Children often experience temporary fears, separation discomfort, performance worries, or reluctance in unfamiliar situations. Chansky's framework encourages parents to look at persistence, intensity, avoidance, and interference rather than treating every worry as a clinical problem. This distinction matters because anxiety becomes more entrenched when it repeatedly narrows a child's choices, disrupts sleep or school participation, or leads families to reorganize life around reassurance and avoidance. The book gives parents a practical lens for noticing these patterns without overreacting to every anxious moment. Its reasoning is developmental. The same fear may be ordinary at one age and more concerning at another. And the parent's response can either support coping or accidentally strengthen the worry cycle. By clarifying what anxiety looks like in daily behavior, the book helps parents move from vague concern to targeted observation. This makes the guidance useful before a crisis develops, while also helping families recognize when professional assessment may be appropriate. Secondly, teaching children to separate themselves from anxious thoughts. Chansky's approach treats anxiety as something children can learn to observe, question, and manage, rather than as a fixed part of who they are. One of the book's practical strengths is its use of child-friendly language for explaining how worry exaggerates danger and pushes avoidance. This gives children a way to understand anxious thoughts without shame. When a child can identify worry as a misleading alarm or a bossy internal voice, the child gains distance from the fear and becomes more able to choose a response. The reasoning behind this strategy is cognitive and behavioral anxious thoughts feel urgent, but they are not always accurate predictions. Parents are guided to help children test worries, look for evidence, and consider alternative explanations in age-appropriate ways. This is especially important because direct reassurance often works only briefly. The child feels better for the moment, but may return with the same fear. By teaching children to evaluate worry themselves, the book aims to build transferable coping skills that can be used across fears, school stress, social concerns, and new challenges. Thirdly, reducing avoidance through manageable steps toward feared situations, the book gives significant attention to the way avoidance maintains anxiety. Avoidance can appear helpful because it lowers distress immediately, but over time, it teaches the child that the feared situation is genuinely unsafe or unmanageable. Chansky's practical orientation encourages parents to help children approach fears in small, planned, and supported steps. This is consistent with exposure-based principles commonly used in anxiety treatment. Though the book presents them in everyday family language rather than technical clinical terms, the goal is not to force children into overwhelming situations, but to create repeated experiences in which they discover that distress can rise and fall without escape. This applies to common childhood fears, phobias, separation concerns, school-related anxiety, and social worries. Parents are encouraged to notice the difference between rescuing and coaching. Rescuing removes the feared situation. Coaching helps the child remain connected to courage, problem-solving, and realistic thinking. The value of this approach is that it changes the learning process around fear. Children do not merely hear that they are safe, they practice acting in ways that prove they can cope. Fourthly, using scripts and immediate activities to make parent responses more consistent. A notable feature of the revised edition is its practical structure, including sections that help parents talk with children and activities that can be tried quickly. This matters because many parents understand in theory that reassurance, overprotection, or frustration can worsen anxiety, yet struggle to know what to say in the moment. Chansky addresses that gap by offering conversational models that translate psychological ideas into usable language for different ages. The scripts are not meant to be memorized mechanically. They function as examples of tone, pacing, and focus. they show how a parent can acknowledge distress without confirming the feared outcome, and how to shift from panic-driven discussion to problem-solving. The do-it-today style activities also support implementation by reducing the distance between reading and practice. Instead of presenting anxiety management as a large family project requiring perfect conditions, the book encourages immediate, modest changes. This design is especially useful for busy parents because anxiety episodes often arise during ordinary transitions, bedtime, school mornings, or new activities. Consistency in those moments helps children experience their parents as calm coaches rather than anxious participants in the worry cycle. Lastly, building resilience for academic pressure and long-term emotional flexibility. The revised and updated edition broadens the discussion beyond specific fears and phobias to include the pressures children face in competitive, test-driven environments. This edition is important because modern childhood anxiety is often intensified by performance expectations, comparison, overscheduling, and the belief that mistakes carry lasting consequences. Chansky's resilience focus helps parents respond to these pressures without denying their reality. The book encourages skills that make children more flexible, tolerating uncertainty, recovering from disappointment, separating performance from identity, and approaching challenges in smaller steps. This is different from simply trying to make children feel calm before every test or competition. The deeper aim is to help them build confidence in their ability to handle discomfort and imperfection. For parents, this requires careful balance. Excessive pressure can heighten anxiety, while excessive shielding can reduce competence. Chansky positions parents as guides who help children prepare, interpret setbacks accurately, and resist catastrophic thinking. The practical implication is long-term children who learn to manage worry in school and achievement contexts are better equipped for later transitions, social demands, and adult responsibilities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and educators who want a practical, psychologically informed guide to childhood anxiety without relying on overly technical clinical language. It will be especially useful for families dealing with recurring worries. Avoidance, phobias, school stress, separation concerns, or performance pressure, as well as parents who are unsure whether a child's distress is ordinary stress or something more persistent. Its practical benefit lies in helping adults respond more deliberately, noticing anxiety patterns, using calmer language, reducing unhelpful reassurance, and encouraging gradual steps toward feared situations. Intellectually, it gives readers a clearer understanding of how anxiety operates through thought, behavior, avoidance, and family response. Compared with many parenting books in the anxiety category, Freeing Your Child from Anxiety stands out for its breadth across ages, its emphasis on parent-child communication, and its concrete tools such as scripts and immediate activities. It is not merely a general discussion of anxious children, nor is it only a workbook of exercises. Its strength is the integration of explanation and application. Readers should still seek professional support for severe, impairing, or complex anxiety, but the book provides a strong foundation for everyday parental coaching and early intervention. If you would like to support Tamara Elsis Chansky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.